All right, can we have a roll call, please?
Yes.
Yeah, I can't.
So that's
between
for
70.
Chacon.
Oh.
Yes.
Thank you. Crawford.
Here.
Forrestal.
Here.
Garcia.
Here.
Millen. Usually. Is absent. Reifsteck is absent. Schumacher.
Here.
Schimpf.
Here.
And Walter.
Here.
Thank you.
Okay. Let's see. Visitors, we have several. Not sure.
We're signing in.
You've signed in? Okay.
We're
with the Yorkville Education Foundation.
Okay.
Yes.
All right. Okay.
I've never been here before.
Yeah, I know, Tiffany. Okay. So, we have Daniel, Judy, and Tiffany.
And the four cell girls. Yeah, say hi.
Excellent. Hi.
Hi.
We have to make sure Daddy's working.
Okay, do we have any amendments to the agenda? Nope. Okay. And presentations. So.
Okay. I will pass. I do have some information to kind of provide to you. You're on your paper and pencil off. So my name is Alicia Lingate, and I am with the Yorkville Educational Foundation. So we are a nonprofit. We are the nonprofit partner of District 115. And we have been in existence for a little over 5 years. So what we do really is we raise money and then we give it back through the school district. So mainly students and teachers. And I want to introduce Steph McHugh, who is also our district book ambassador. She is the most friendly face you will see all day. We kind of had an idea that we brought to Shelley a couple of months ago, and so we wanted to kind of just pitch it a little bit. So one of the things that we are passionate about is literacy, and we know that how important it is for a community. And so Seth and I have bonded over story walks. So do you want to kind of just share what a story walk is real quick?
Sure. So a story walk is basically a visual display of a book, every single page in the book, and it's weather protected so that in all different seasons you can go outside. And we know Chicago isn't going to always be sunny, so whether it rains or it snows, they come in these, with the ones we've been looking into, in these very nice weather protected cases, and page by page you walk and you get to read the story together. So it kind of promotes some exercise but also some literacy, and so many of them have very popular picture books to go with the season, or maybe something that's happening in your community that goes along with it. And it's a nice bonding activity for our family, and often you'll find them in parks, sometimes in community areas, and they're just a kind of a very happy thing to add to a community.
So a couple things we know. One, we know that the library has put on some kind of temporary story walk displays. We are looking into something that would be a little bit more permanent, so kind of aluminum. They typically range anywhere from 16 to 24. And so one of the things we've heard from our Board of Education is, hey, they would love to see us do something a little bit more prominent in the community. And so this is really our solution for that. So with that, we are kind of just in the beginning phases of talking about that. We would love to kind of implement it here in the next few months or so. And so what you have here is just kind of a lot of ideas, nothing concrete. We've already talked to the Parks and Rec Department, as we know that we probably would need their help, especially with upkeep, as well as permissions. They are still kind of researching that and getting back to us. We had an initial thought to put it here at Beecher, just because it was centrally located with the park. The Parks and Rec does their sports here. It is accessible to the library, and then it's also going to be accessible to, you know, several of the schools over here, including Yorkville Grade, where they can come walk and enjoy some story time in the library. So, of course, none of that is approved. We're still kind of going through that process. But Shelley was kind enough to kind of start that conversation with you, and so we are here to just answer any questions you may have.
So you said you talked to Parks and Rec.
Mm-hmm.
So it would have to go on their property, right? If it's going over at Beecher, that's that's their purview, right?
So it is their purview. It doesn't have to. And if it's something that the Parks and Rec did not want to partner with us, we could do it. I mean, we can do it a lot of different places.
Okay.
Places. We can go to Kendall County if they would want to do that.
Mm-hmm.
Or if it was on private property or, you know, something accessible that was still walkable within, the library, we could also explore that.
So presently you're looking at Beecher, somewhere between here and Beecher.
Yep.
Okay. So I was just trying to envision. So you would envision, say, you know, maybe kindergarten or preschool or whatever comes over and they do the walk.
Correct.
From over there coming over here and then going to from here to Beecher.
Correct.
Back. Okay.
We were also kind of thinking. I have a son in third grade and he does sports over here.
Mm-hmm.
And so just as we're waiting for, you know, his sports, I could go walk that with my daughter easily. And so we would want it to be somewhere high traffic, mm-hmm. right, that would be able to be utilized often. We also were kind of thinking about keeping that content fresh, so probably every 4 to 6 weeks we would, you know, change out the story.
Okay.
And then, of course, you have some costs involved there.
We had some ideas with that, too, to have some community tie-in and some excitement to build that and possibly align it with, if we're having an author call, maybe they come and we have their book on display and we can have that be something exciting for them to see. Our kids will know those stories because we're using them in our schools.
Mm-hmm.
We also talked about maybe at some points having like a voting where there's three books that might be going in the story walk and the community gets to vote for what books those might be. It gets people a little bit amped up and then they want to come see it with their families. So.
Well, I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, it could be lots of fun.
I do too. It helps. Mm-hmm. It helps our youth department as well. Remember, mm-hmm. I said she would use the music stands, and so this would be something that's permanent.
Yes.
So then would the posts that go in there where you put the pages, would that be maintained then by the park district or you, or is it both, or how is it us? I mean, how does that work?
So the biggest consideration that we've talked about with Parks and Rec is that they, like, because they mm-hmm. mow lawns and they, you know, they put chemicals in, and so they would need to be able to kind of go around those and obviously not have any damage go to those. But they typically are cemented into the ground, and there's a couple of different options for that. And then from there, like, we would be doing kind of the upkeep of the stories, and we suggest that we do the aluminum frames just because the wood ones are, you know, just could, things could happen.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you have less deterioration.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
I think one of the things that Shelley brought up last month was the cost, and we talked about, and I think Michelle brought up about possibly businesses.
Mm-hmm.
Helping us to offset the cost if we had businesses like sponsor one of the posts.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, their business name or logo could go on that post, something of that nature, just to help with the cost.
Right. And so, I mean, that's something really easy that we could do. So they're typically like a backing, you know, and we could put a logo on there and we can kind of switch them out in there. I will say that I feel pretty confident that we could fundraise for that, and then whether that's a sponsorship model or just, you know, going out to the community and getting the full cost kind of underwritten. That to me is the least of worries, but so the foundation raised about $70,000 last year, and so we have some great contacts within the organization that I think that we could go out to.
Okay.
Yeah, I think the fundraising or going to businesses, I think that brings them into this too, and there's a sense of, you know, it's not just education system, library, Parks Rec. You can actually bring in another entity here, and that makes more of the community, you know, solidified. You know, there's more involvement.
Yeah, and think about a company like YPAC that they can do, like, you know, they can do their dance outdoors, right, for you know, 2 or 4 weeks, and they can go, you know, read the story and then do an activity with it. I think the possibilities are endless. One of the other things that we talked about is, you know, because it is anywhere from about 16 to 24 posts, is, you know, putting art in there if there's extra, you know, extra posts that we can do, or, you know, featuring businesses. So I think it's very, very likely that we could get, you know, sponsorship for all of those items.
So we think the sky's kind of the limit with it, you know.
We're looking at short books.
Yes.
Absolutely.
But they do range. We did look at that just to check, and there's definitely a range. So we'd have to figure out some creative things to add on, but they'd all be exciting things. You know?
Yeah, so you couldn't put War and Peace out there.
I don't think so. That's for a future endeavor.
Only if you walk 100 miles.
That's the marathon.
Get your steps.
I think we were all excited last month for this project. Mm-hmm. It was just a matter of, you know, wanting more information and seeing how we can
make
it. So you mentioned that the fundraising aspect, going to businesses and whatever, wasn't your biggest worry. So what is your biggest worry?
Just all of the approvals involved. And so making sure that it's at a place where it's easily accessible. Nobody wants to, you know, have something that they've invested a lot of time and effort to, and, you know, nobody shows up to visit. So I think just the promotion of it and making sure that everybody knows that, hey, we are going to keep that content fresh, and kind of finding the community aspect of it, I think, is really what's going to make it successful. And so those are the things that we're all going to focus on to make sure that it's successful.
Are you looking at a place that's already got a walking path, already has a walking path established? Or are you looking for a new spot that may have to have a path established?
So we're open to both. Okay. Again, the reason that I picked Beecher is just because, hey, Parks and Rec, you know, has some stake in here. It's walkable to the library, and then we also have Yorkville Grade. Mm-hmm. And so it's really up to us. Plainfield, if you're familiar, they have a story walk, and it is a path that is a concrete path. And it's fantastic. Mm-hmm. And we've even talked about maybe kind of going into a partnership with them, that if both of us are already mounting some of those stories, we can kind of just share, you know, some of those stories to keep it fresh as well.
Yeah. And how durable are these posts to mischievous hands?
So it is not glass. It is acrylic. It is anti-glare. It is metal. So, I mean, Could somebody come in with some kind of metal cutting device and tear it down? Yes, they could.
Yeah.
Then, honestly, that's why we chose the metal, because I think it's easier to knock down the wood.
Yeah.
I won't say that it's 100% foolproof, but they're very sturdy. They come with a one-year warranty. There's several national vendors that do this, but we could also go local.
Yeah.
So I know that I've gotten three different national quotes there, and then I have Print Source Graphics looking to see if they have any solutions here locally as well.
And what about weathering? Like, how, to the elements, like how, I guess I didn't see.
Acrylic tends to yellow over time. Is this a type of acrylic that will do that in the weather?
I can double check, but it should be durable to all weather elements, snow, you know.
Yeah, I mean,
and it should not yellow.
I mean, you can drive down the road and see headlights. Those are all acrylic covers that need to be polished out, but you know, they all turn yellow.
It is outdoor grade, so I do know that part, but I'm happy to look at that information just to make sure we're getting the best available.
Any other questions? Good. Great, thank you so much.
I do have one.
Sure.
Remind me again your timeline, what you're looking at.
So, I mean, we would love it tomorrow, but that's probably not going to be feasible. I just followed up with Parks and Rec again today, and they're going to look into it. I think we were talking about April, May, just when the ground thaws, and it would be a really great thing to kick it off before the school year ends for us, just to say, like, here's a way that you can, you know, continue over the summer.
Yes.
And so that's kind of our thought process of when we would like to do it, but obviously we'll go as fast as the approvals.
Okay. Great. Thank you.
Thank you for coming.
Thank you very much.
Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you too.
Okay. All right. So let's go through the minutes from last month and approve them. a motion that we adopt the minutes from December 13th, 2021.
Second.
Crawford?
Yes.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Schimpf?
Yes.
Walter?
Yes.
And Chacon?
Yes.
All right, do we have any correspondence?
No.
Any public comment? Friends of the Library report.
Okay. Tiffany's going to talk about mini golf, so I'll skip that part of our meeting this morning. Today we approved more money for our chair yoga program. Can you hear me okay? The chair yoga program has become extremely popular and totally booked. And we were paying the instructor a minimal amount because it was a trial program. And we upped that to $200, $50 a session. And, And so that's what we will be giving her. And I believe right now she's booked for the month. I mean, we had 20 people the last time, and 15 was our kind of our limit, but... So there, it's a quite a very popular program. And the only other thing, I mean, we just had a regular business meeting this morning, except for mini golf. And Genevieve, she had the grant, and the hot spots are now available for checkout. So if anybody needs those,
okay,
they're available. And Tiffany will do the rest of the friends. No, Tiffany's not.
No, I'm just joking. I thought, well, no, I don't know. So, I'm not sure if you guys are aware. Okay, well, first, I know some of you, but just in case, I'm Tiffany Forrestal. I'm Ryan's better half. I'm the cute one in the family, if you don't know that already. Sorry. So, I'm not sure if any of you are aware. We have this virus going around. It's called COVID. And so, our numbers are in the school are kind of crazy. And so, we were talking, and Shelly and... I know that we've had some employees that have been out because of the positive rate. So we were we discussed today at our board meeting about potentially moving it to April 3rd. Reason being, just with the numbers being kind of all over the place and with younger kids, it may be more of a beneficial for us to shift back. The one good thing about this would be it would be a great kickoff for the National Library Week, which I know Shelly's going to go into a little bit more detail about that. So we just wanted to kind of keep you guys in the loop and just let you know. We're going to make a decision come Friday when we actually know what the numbers are currently. And then we will have a better idea if we are going to go forward with either February 6th or push it back to April 3rd. So, but as of right now, our holes are, I have decorators for the holes. Everything's all ready to go. Raffles are almost done. I'm still picking up some because people still like to donate.
There's just a concern about bringing so many people into this. Even though we had a plan to space things out as far as where people start, they don't have to start on the first hole, do a shotgun start. It's a concern for Shelly, I guess, bringing the people in.
I keep checking the numbers in Kendall County. As far as all counties around us, we are the highest for positivity. And I just, in good conscience, don't feel it's right to do this at this time.
That's a good call.
So I thought of pushing it off a ways, and National Library Week is in April. Starts April 3rd on Sunday, and it runs that entire week. And right now, we have committed to partnering with, a library in Minooka, Shanahan, reach out to do a library crawl. And so
we are going to be part of that. Now, granted, these libraries are further away, but so let me list them for you first. It's Three Rivers Library System, so that includes Minooka and Shanahan, Shorewood Library, Plainfield, Morris, Coal City, Wilmington, Newark, Oswego, Fossil Ridge, and us. So what we're going to have a meeting tomorrow as well. What we're looking at doing is creating some kind of program to where they all of our patrons can do like a, it's kind of like a pub crawl. Yeah, so you visit, go to each one. We're looking at maybe, I don't know if we're going to do like a passport and get it stamped, and then your passport would go into a drawing for a grand prize, and libraries would contribute to that as well. I know they're looking at creating a video for this, and I just think it would be great exposure to be able to also say, hey, guess what? During this week, we're also going to be doing mini golf, so why don't you come check that out as well? Mm-hmm. And I'm hoping, but you know, again, we can't predict what the numbers will be. Last year at that time, obviously considerably lower than what they are now. The only concern I have is spring break is maybe that week before. So could there be another spike? I just don't know. So my gut instinct is to postpone this. Mm-hmm. Tiffany said that she's already told the sponsors that there is a possibility that it can be postponed. So hopefully they would be comfortable with still sponsoring it just a few months later. Mm-hmm.
And then the other thing we would do is we would pull the raffle item, and then we would pull them off, and then we would start selling them again in March.
Bring them back out in March.
And yeah. So then that way, you know. Well, of course, we're still letting everybody know. We'll let the newspapers, we'll put in a notification in the newspapers, social media, do everything to let everybody know.
We talked about at the Friends meeting today leaving the raffle out, but I think we get a lot of participation during the event for mm-hmm. it. So I would prefer that we have that also go coincide with our event as well. So
mm-hmm. I think so.
Yeah.
It's unfortunate that we have to decide now,
right?
But you can't wait until the day before and say, is that going
to
work?
Yeah, I think we need to postpone it.
I agree.
Yeah.
That's
especially if we know that it brings a large amount of families and something that they plan.
Yeah.
So we allow them to know ahead of time so they don't plan for the extra date. That
yeah. Just because 2 years ago we've had over 300 attendees. So we know that this is a big event. And if we can, you know, postpone it till April, put this part of the National Library Walk. Who knows what numbers we could get, and you know, just the funding that the Friends can raise to bring more programs and such for the library, I think would be really great. Mm-hmm.
And hopefully, in April, we wouldn't have to worry about snowstorm.
Well, it's funny, this just all kind of happened. I did, so if you remember, we did the Community Fest.
Mm-hmm.
So before we got here, I actually got 4 messages from food vendors that we did, and they said, hey, don't forget, if you're doing something, you know, think about us. And so then I was thinking, oh, well, maybe we could even tie that into the, you know, let's have some fun with this. Your director, I'm president. We'll just make my 1-year term so much fun. Let's do it all.
You guys are making the right decision. I think that, you guys are the one that's right.
Yeah.
So I guess, I mean, Friends, you know, of course, we want to make sure that you guys just know what's kind of going on. Through respect, your.
You guys are making a decision Friday? For sure.
Yeah.
because that way we can put something in the paper on Friday. Perfect. Friday's the deadline to get into the paper the next Thursday.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah. So that would be like 2 weeks before the event.
Got it.
Right.
Got it.
Yeah. And everything's pretty much already done for the logistics, so home life would be okay.
Okay.
So, okay. Do you guys have any questions or anything? I just want to let you know you can buy raffle tickets. They're really cute, just saying. And the tickets.
There's a beautiful quilt if you haven't seen it.
No, I haven't seen it.
Would you like to see them? I have them.
By
this is what happens when you go on vacation.
Okay.
Great.
Well, I'll take a look afterwards.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So. Thank you.
Sure.
All right. Anything else? No?
No.
Okay.
We're quite on our end. Oh, but if you guys ever want to join Friends of the Library, I just wanted to plug this as well. For $12 as an individual, or $20 for a family. Just want to throw that out there. We're always looking for more friends. You know.
Friends
Friendship
are good.
Is caring. Tell our kids.
Yes.
Okay. Let's see. No staff.
I was at the library on Saturday, and two staff members stopped me and asked me to add two things.
Okay.
I said they are always welcome to attend, but they asked me to bring it up, so.
Okay.
So the big picture window behind YA, birds keep hitting it and dying.
Okay.
Big picture window.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Birds keep flying into it and dying. Are you like? It's like so. They asked if they could buy window clings to like put up so that the birds maybe would get the idea that it's not. You know, I was like
that. There's something there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, there's things you come up to class.
Mm-hmm. So that was the first concern.
Okay.
Second concern is the new 5-day isolation with COVID, which I see is on.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So.
Can I talk to you afterward, please?
You bet. I just said I would bring it up, so.
Mm-hmm. So you're the messenger.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
So.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
I've done
it's
my
been
job.
Discussed.
Yeah. It's been discussed.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Okay, can we have the report of the treasurer?
Sure. So we are at, okay, so first of all, if you look at page 10 of the packet, there's a big purchase for Unshelly's credit card for like office supplies, janitorial supplies, light bulbs, Metronet, and a computer switch for that server room. That's the big one, that's $1,649.
Mm-hmm. That's
For the camera system? Okay.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And then on the next page, there's $5,000 of books purchased with development fees. Yay!
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's great.
And on page 12, the almost $1,400 is for the annual renewal for that ancestry database.
Mm-hmm.
And then there are two payrolls this in December. Our budget report, we're at 67% of our fiscal year.
Mm-hmm.
I did notice our utilities are really high. We're almost at 94%. So, but the price of everything is going up.
Is that because natural gas prices spiked?
That's pretty much the only utility we pay.
Yeah.
Right. And we just put in the for.
Yeah, we have the unoccupied thing to try and cut that down.
Right. So you have a schedule going right now?
Yeah.
Okay.
I think it goes off at 8 mm-hmm. and back on at 7.
Okay.
So in between there, it's like 60 degrees.
It's cold.
Oh, wow.
And then we have development fees are at 178%. So
yeah.
So that's, you know, at, oh, and our bottom line, we're at, a, you know, currently almost 27,000 surplus. Of course, we still have a third of the year to go, with not much coming in, but we're doing okay, especially on the things that we can control.
Then I'll make a motion that we pay our bills for accounts payable of $15,537.34. And then for two payroll periods that sum up to $39,452.34 for a total disbursement of $54,989.68.
Second.
Forrestal?
Yes.
Garcia?
Yes.
Schumacher?
Yes.
Schimpf?
Yes.
Balter?
Yes.
Chacon?
Yes.
And Crawford?
Yes.
Thank you.
Okay. All right. Our city. And we did not have any committees meet. So then back to unfinished. Oh, I'm sorry. I thought I was, that was President Hubbard. No, report of the library director.
My report starts on page 25 of the packet. So I just did a recap of what we've all what we've been working on for this last year. So we have been sending out letters to new homeowners, and we have gotten a tremendous amount of people applying for library cards online since doing this. On our new website, we have a little icon that you can click, get a library card, and that's where all this information is coming from. They upload their photo ID, and we can issue them online.
Okay.
So, we were able to get staff all vaccinated this year. We upgraded all of these equipment and services, our fax scan station, remote printing, our key fob entry system, we had a new alarm panel, HVAC control system, new phone system, new website, and a new camera. We quarantined books and materials this year. We did two-hour cleanings. We did continued with curbside curbside services. We were able to welcome back the Friends of the Library book sale this year. We welcomed in four new board members. We expanded our library hours. We had our first community fest. We created a pop-up library. We had our first art and poetry day. We added several new policies and updated some policies. We worked with the city and the police, and we have a cable installed for the overflow parking to kind of alleviate that after school. And I've switched a custodial supply company, and we're saving quite a bit of money there. And we were awarded a technology grant. So that's just a little recap of what we did this year. Let's see. We are also starting, we started on January 3rd, our community winter reading program. So we're going to model it the same as we did last year. And this year it's called Read to Feed. So we're challenging our community to read 50,000 minutes and record their minutes on our website using our Wandoo Reader portal. And if we meet that goal, the Friends have graciously said that they would donate $100 to the Kendall County Food Pantry. So, we are also doing for Martin Luther King Day. Jeanette's got quite a few activities going on. She has a drop-in story time and craft based on Martin Luther King. The TAG group is going to be meeting twice this month. They will have a Martin Luther King art display going on, but they're also going to be focusing on Be the Change and giving back to the community, so they're going to meet and create and plan programs for that month as well. There'll be a take-home craft for families, Martin Luther King themed, and there is going to be a scavenger hunt to explore the library and find quotes from Martin Luther King. We weren't able to get a presenter on that evening. We have a presenter this Wednesday, the same presenter we had last year. His name is Clarence Goodman, and he is doing a MLK program via Zoom. So I encourage you to register for that. He's a great speaker. I think Darren, you listened to it last year. It was very engaging.
I loved it.
Very engaging, yeah. So this is a new program that he's created. We might be the first or second to hear it. So.
Okay.
Yep. Let's see here. The police department's going to be doing a blood drive here next month, and I am registered for a legislative meetup virtually with our legislators in January. Just an opportunity to meet and hear their thoughts about libraries and issues that affect the libraries. As far as library operations go, we had a decorative panel blow off the library. It covered the boardroom. It's a an opaque panel. It just came right down, luckily. Didn't damage anything, anyone. And this, I called the city. It was on a Saturday. They came out and looked at it, and we had to try to find someone. We didn't know if we needed to replace it or what. So I called York Mirror and Glass. They came out and looked. They couldn't help me. They even were looking for help as well. But the city did find someone, and they came out December 30th and was able to put that panel right back up in there and secure it tightly.
That's great.
Let's see here. Ted, the maintenance man from the city, has been over quite a bit, keeping an eye on the library, just checking in, replacing light bulbs. He's gone up on the roof, make sure there's no damage from the wind. And while he was up there, he noticed that one of the exhaust fans was not working properly. So we had R.J. O'Neill here for just a winter preventative maintenance check. And Ted was able to speak to them about that. So they will be coming back to take a peek at that as well. So on here I was looking to get 3 master keys made. I went to True Value, and they said they couldn't make it because it says do not duplicate on it. So I had to have a bonded licensed locksmith. So I called the original one that did the locks for here, and he was going to charge me. I told me I had to buy a box of blanks at 50 in a box for $400. Mm-mm. Well, the city, Steve at the city, gave me a name in Oswego, so I went over to him today and I got 3 keys for $16. Ted has also did a little bit of leaf cleanup for us as well this month. He estimates that he spends around 3 to 4 hours a week here, just so you know, doing small maintenance jobs. We've recently hired someone to replace Amy, so we are waiting for her background check to clear. So once that clears, then she'll be able to start. And I am working on the per capita grant, so after tonight's review, that will be done, and I'll submit that as well. We've had a few delays or cancellations in our book delivery because of from Rails, because of lack of staff. So it's kind of going around everywhere. And I heard today that they had a new driver on his first day, got in an accident. So we didn't have a delivery that day. I will not be renewing our Gale database. Mm-hmm. Our numbers are just 4 on the usage on that. So, and that's a $3,000 bill. So I'm going to just wait and see if anybody
objections.
Complaints, and look for something, or maybe not replace it at all. That was due for renewal, so. And lastly, Genevieve, we finally got, these are our laptop kits that are available for circulation now. I gave you guys a flyer, and we have our checkoff list and a waiver that they have to sign so they are aware that if lost, damaged, that they are responsible for replacing. So this is the laptop, and it's all set to go. It has protective software on it that scrubs it when they turn it off, so people can't save on it, they can't change functions and features. So they can check this out, and the hotspot and the charger and the mouse and everything is in here. So these are really nice. So we have 5 of these, and we have 5 hotspots. If you just need a hotspot at home, so you can check this out. And it'll have all the information on it too, but they should just auto connect. So.
And that was all paid for with that $10,000 grant.
The grant. Haven't received the money yet. Mm-hmm. We have to report first, and then we'll be reimbursed.
So is it a standard laptop, or is it more of a Chromebook?
It's a standard Windows laptop.
It is.
Had deep freeze on it.
Okay.
It's just they call it frozen.
Yeah.
As soon as you reboot the computer, whatever you have, bye-bye. Mm-hmm. So if they downloaded a virus onto the computer, rebooted, bye-bye. It's all back to normal.
That's good.
What's the standard software on it? Does it have like Windows 365?
It has Office 365. Pretty much that's it.
Okay.
We put Trend Micro on. Mm-hmm. That I got from the library at my cost. Mm-hmm. Your Winger Micro. Because they needed to have something on them that did blocking.
Mm-hmm.
So we have. With the Trend Micro, it's a cloud-based antivirus, plus it does the blocking, URL blocking, so we can keep the kids, keep whatever. That's a requirement of the grant also,
mm-hmm.
is the being able to monitor what they're doing and block what they shouldn't be going into.
Got it. Okay.
So just I wanted to show you on page 31 through 33 is our flyers that we have out monthly and quarterly for upcoming programs as well. I just wanted to share those with you.
When you send out the letters to the new homeowners, you tell them about the phone app that they can use.
I believe that's in the
In the letter. Do you know how many people are using that app? Is there any way to tell them?
Yes.
What was it, $400 a year? Quarter?
A year.
A year? Okay.
I think it's
$5.99. Okay.
Yeah, we can get
reports
from that.
Yeah, okay. Just to make sure we're hitting our...
Yeah, the last time Cheryl ran a report, which was probably 2-3 months ago, we were one of the higher users.
Yeah, don't take my app away.
I remember you saying that two meetings ago.
I'm like,
okay.
Shelly, how's Michelle Christie doing?
She's doing good. She called me on Christmas Eve, wished me Merry Christmas. She was with her son, and she's since home now. So she'll be starting some treatments probably in the next 2-3 weeks. So she sounds good. She sounds really good. So.
Thank you.
That's it?
That's it.
All right, thank you. okay, so let's see. I guess we go into unfinished business. Is there anything else we want to talk about with the Storywalk partnership? Okay.
Yeah, I just think maybe we gotta have to see what else she comes up with. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, I don't know if she expects that we are financing that, mm-hmm. because I don't think that is something we should be doing.
Right.
Was there an ask from us?
She made it sound like it would take care of itself, didn't she?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It just sounds really expensive.
Well, the initial meeting, I had asked, I'm like, what are you looking for from her? Are you looking for us?
I've seen a lot of those in parks, not with stories, but we put them in and they're talking about plants or something. Mm-hmm. And you go back 10 years later and it's destroyed. So I'm not saying that would happen here, but...
That's why I asked.
It's the maintenance and the plastic... Depending on what you do, a lot of times you can just replace the top sheet, mm-hmm. but it's expensive. It's not,
yeah.
it's not plexiglass. So, that's why I'm like, what are they asking from us? Because the parks would have to manage that, and it seems like a lot of money.
With their flyer here, it said the equipment was $4,000 to $7,000, and Parks and Rec was going to install them. And then the books would be another $100 to $150 per display. Mm-hmm. So I would assume they were probably looking at us to, unless they can fundraise, to pay for the equipment and the book, or at least the books. So every time they wanted to change out the books, $100 to $150.
And the books I saw online were 42 pages, 30, mm-hmm. 30 to 40 pages, which is...
You have to buy two books. Because so you have to get
page,
both sides. So you can display both sides. From front to back.
Front and back.
Mm-hmm. I think we
you have to put one page, and then to be able to read the back side of that page, you need another copy.
So you're cutting up two books.
Because if you've ever seen what Miss Jeanette does, she has two clips put together, and then it's... Two sides of the page.
No, I've not seen it.
I've seen enough of it at school. I think we should just wait to see what she gives. She's working with the Parks and Rec.
Yep.
And you'll stay in communication with her and just find out what comes up next.
I know the Friends have committed to if we want to go forward with partnering with them, they had committed $500.
Right. That's what you said last month.
Might be something to bring up at a chamber meeting is see who might be willing to sponsor the equipment.
Mm-hmm. Well, that probably should come from her.
Right.
Yeah.
She said that they can handle the fundraising also.
Mm-hmm. That wasn't her concern, I guess.
Right.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Okay. Let's move on to new business and... Serving our public 4.0 standards for Illinois Public Library.
Okay, so
this is installment number 3.
It's 3 of 3.
Okay.
3 of 3.
That's
these are the biggies.
I know, I was going for it.
So I'll start with the technology one. Mm-hmm. So that is on page 35 of your packet. So I'm going to just talk about what I put in our grant, or in the per capita grant, is that we would like to provide computer classes this year. Mm-hmm. So we have the equipment. I would like to try to find a partner in the community to maybe partner with us on. Would love to find an instructor. That would be lovely. I have a part-time staff person that has stepped up to say that she would like to try her hand at it. There are libraries out there that have created class content for mm-hmm. it, so I showed her that, and so hopefully sometime later in this year, maybe we can get that going. So
you'll meet our long time, one of our long time goals.
Long
that we've
time
been trying to
I know, mm-hmm. I
That's
know.
Awesome.
Yeah. Let's see. On page 36 of the packet, the board has adopted an internet acceptable use policy. This was adopted in 2011, and I think it needs to be gone through a little bit. So that's on my list of things to do.
Okay.
A lot, like I said, a lot of this is policy related.
Okay.
It just needs to be updated.
You think things have changed since 2011?
Maybe a little bit. Yeah, maybe a little bit. Let's see here. So one of them says we need to create a technology plan.
Saw that.
Yep. So that's something that I can sit with Russ and Lloyd with as well. Just be a good idea to list out and know what equipment we have, when it was purchased, what's the lifespan on it, and what's our plan moving forward for replacing all of this stuff.
Takes his money.
Yep. And
I'm going to say most of the computers are about 10 years old, or about 5 years old.
So that's pretty much it for technology. We do meet the core standards for that stuff in that chapter 12. Chapter 13 on page 37. The very first one, library has a communication plan. We don't have one. So again, that's something that we would need to develop. It's just a communication slash marketing plan. Who's our audience? How are we going to communicate to them? How often are we going to communicate to them? So I found a couple communication plans that I'm looking at. So again, that's going to be our checklist for the year. We do pretty well in our marketing, considering, you know, we don't really have a specific person for this job. Let's see. On page 37, a designated staff member coordinates the library marketing efforts. Again, this is on my wish list. I would love to hire a full-time person for this marketing outreach and community engagement specialist. So that'll be a discussion in our finance committee. How we can make that happen. And let's move on to page 38, which is our ongoing maintenance checklist. I saved that one for last.
Thanks.
It's only one page.
Because I know it's two pages.
And a little bit.
Parking lot refilling and striping should be performed every 1 to 3 years.
So we don't have that.
We do not. Mm-hmm. So again, that's something that the city is aware of, and we are first on the list. Eric says they're looking at equipment. So in the spring, I'll just ask them where we are in that. And then further down on the list, actually on page 39, it talks about carpets, how they should be vacuumed on a regular basis, shampooed, and worn or torn should be replaced on an as-needed basis. So obviously our building is 15 years old, so we need to obviously be thinking about that. I'm sure this carpeting can last another 5-7 years. I really think so if we continue to shampoo it and take care of it. But that will be a huge expense.
Are there areas right now that are more worn than, I mean, say, this room?
Yeah. Yes, there are. Like a lot of staff areas with the
chairs.
There's really not any tiers.
The chairs, like
the chairs. Yes, chairs, sorry. yeah, so whether maybe we purchase those plastic mats to go underneath, that might be a smart thing to do to kind of protect what is left of that. So, you know, this is a fully laid one, and I know the newer libraries, they go to those panel pieces. Mm-hmm. Does your buildings do that, Ryan?
A lot of them do the tiles because they're easy to replace.
Yeah.
You can do that yourself a lot of the time.
Okay.
Yeah. Where the rolls are, the roll is cheaper usually by square foot.
Oh, is it? Okay.
But then you got to replace.
Yeah.
But the squares are better for high traffic areas, right? Typically?
I mean, they just come in so many grades, so. Mm-hmm. But you usually see the squares. That's mm-hmm. a lot of buildings, that's the standard. For a lot of it, though, is just replacing, you know, if there's damage. Mm-hmm. So they come up pretty easy.
Okay, so on page 39 under buildings for attic repair checklist, so tough point of masonry, that's something that was pointed out to me, and I showed Ted that, and that's something that he said he could work on this spring.
Right up front here, yes. Is that what we're talking about? Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yep. And then the last one on that page is inspecting trees. There are two trees that are touching this building here that I would really love to have taken down.
Trimmed back?
Taken down. So we can discuss that again
in the spring.
But they're the high needle ones, and they just sit on the roof. Mm-hmm. So. They don't serve any purpose of shade or anything. I don't believe that they're maybe to this building. And then on page 40, it talks about a capital project checklist. So that's something that I really think we should have a facility meeting and create a capital improvement or project plan. So when it comes to creating the budget, that we know what big expenses might be coming up in the next 5, 7, 10 years, and how can we plan and save those. So that is it.
Okay. All right. So now we should be compliant, right?
Yes.
Okay, so next then is the COVID protocol guidelines that have been updated.
Yep, so the guideline that we had, the protocol we had, was the original one. Mm-hmm. And it had listed the 14-day quarantine. And so when we had a couple staff members that fell under that, I asked them to stay home for 14 days, and apparently someone is not happy with that. So I spoke with Darren. And because this isn't considered a policy, it's a protocol guideline that I went and created this, and we gave this to the staff. So basically what we are doing is we are going to follow the most recent guidelines of the CDC and the Illinois Department of Public Health. So whenever they change their guidelines and recommendations, we will follow that. And I just listed a little bit about this Omicron and how it's presenting itself. And if you have any symptoms, don't come to work. Mm-hmm. And then I also listed the reduction in quarantine on the second page. Mm-hmm. So if anybody does test positive, they will be quarantined for 5 days, and then they have to return with the negative test before they come back. So we had a staff member that did that, and they sent me their negative test results. So I said, okay, you are okay to come back. Excellent.
Okay. All right. Any questions about that? Okay. Then that's the last thing on the agenda, and I guess we're done.